Manu Patra alerts dated 3 October 2019. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government, its fire department and municipal authorities to take action against buildings, including sealing them, for lacking fire safety measures. The court issued the direction while disposing of a public interest litigation seeking sealing of two buildings in the Azadpur commercial complex for alleged non-compliance of fire safety norms. Supreme Court has noted that members of scheduled castes and scheduled tribes are still struggling for equality and civil rights, and are left to die in sewer chambers which are like death traps. The apex court, which noted that the SC/ST members are still discriminated against in matter of civil rights, said they have been suffering ignominy, abuse and have been outcast socially for centuries. Supreme Court has observed that the members of the SC/ST community cannot be treated as liars or crooks, and it cannot be presumed that they would register false complaints to secure monetary benefits or to take revenge. Supreme Court has put brakes on a Madras High Court order that held that motor accident victims in Tamil Nadu would receive compensation in periodic installments instead of a lump sum. The new system was challenged by a group of lawyers from Chennai called the Law Association. It found fault with the 14 August 2019 order, as it introduced a law alien to the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988 and the rules provided therein. Supreme Court has observed that the enforcement date of the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016 does not and cannot form a trigger point of limitation for applications filed under the code. The court observed that since applications are petitions which are filed under the code, it is Article 137 of the Limitation Act, 1963 which will apply to such applications. Supreme Court has noted that a power of attorney holder cannot testify for the principal in respect of matters of which the principal alone can have personal knowledge and in respect of which the principal is entitled to be cross-examined. Supreme Court has partly allowed the review petition of Sudama at Rahul Kaniram Jadhav, convicted for murder of his wife and four children by commutation of his death penalty. The court observed that it cannot be said that the punishment of life imprisonment is unquestionably foreclosed in the instant case, in spite of the gravity and barbarity of the offence. Apex Court has directed the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, to depute an official to file a report on the status of pollution in the Yamuna River at Mathura and the steps required for cleaning it. The court asked the Apex Pollution Monitoring Body to submit a report containing suggestions within 6 weeks. United Kingdom High Court has ruled in favour of India and rejected Pakistan's claim over funds belonging to the late 7th Nizam of Hyderabad at the time of partition in 1947 and now worth around £35 million. Gujarat High Court has issued notices to the centre, the Goods and Services Tax, GST, Council and the Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, CBIC, for allegedly discriminating between two sets of importers. The issue relates to exemption from integrated goods and services tax granted to import of repair and maintenance goods under the place of supply rules. However, no exemption was given to job works of similar nature. Madras High Court has directed the state government as well as Greater Chennai Corporation to file a status report on the steps taken to control the spread of dengue in the state. The court order came after a public interest litigation petition, which also sought 10 lakh rupees for the families of the deceased, was filed. Gujarat High Court has issued notices to the centre and state governments on a public interest litigations challenging inclusion of Ratwa Koli community in the list of scheduled tribes. The PIL claimed the president had not notified the community as arrestee under Article 342 of the Constitution, and the state had no powers to amend a presidential order. Delhi High Court has ruled that options given in the answer keys to 9 questions in the Delhi Judicial Services preliminary exam are erroneous and directed its Registrar General to carry out a revaluation. Bombay High Court has ruled that even if the accused pleads guilty, courts are not empowered to impose a sentence below the minimum sentence prescribed in the given statute passed by the legislature. Karnataka High Court has set aside a family court order which refused delivery expenses to a woman from her estranged husband by observing that it was her first delivery and it was the duty of the woman's parents to bear the expenses as per customs in all communities. Chhattisgarh High Court has clarified that a revision petition cannot be entertained where an appeal lies and has held that revision against an acquittal order filed by a victim is not maintainable. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the governments of Delhi and Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh to set up special cells to monitor pollution caused by burning of paddy straw burning. The tribunal said the problem of air pollution caused by burning of crop residue cannot be dealt with unless effective measures are adopted. Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has issued a detailed circular that minimum alternate tax, MAT, credit will not be available to a company that opts for lower corporate tax rate of 22%. However, companies will have the option to go for the new regime after completely utilizing MAT credit. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, has dismissed an appeal filed by CG Power's ex-chairman Gautam Thapat, its former directors and Avantha Holdings against an order by market regulator SEBI barring them from accessing the securities market alleging fraudulent transfer of funds from the company. Securities and Exchange Board of India has permitted mutual funds to invest in unlisted non-convertible debentures, NCDs, up to a maximum of 10% of the debt portfolio of a scheme in a phased manner.